Hello, so what's up, guys? I'm super super excited that we are doing this again, like another opportunity, and this is the first episode for the year, and I'll be sharing something that it's really really profound. Like literally all my episodes are profound, and this one is one of a kind, because I'll be talking about from Mr. Known to from a Mr. Known entity to a non-entity, and how I was able to regain my first image, my self-image from my first fallout in 2022. So basically, it's pretty much not a lot, but it's what happened basically, because I was really emotionally attached, and how you can actually, you know, navigate this pathway in case you really have, and how to be able to prepare for the unexpected when it happens. Okay, that, and I want to tell you that's one thing that we should be open for in our goals and our planning. Okay, the unexpected is going to happen. Okay, so basically, my phone, my device crashed that I use for all of my work. It fell down, and boom, that was where it just destroyed totally. Okay, so I really, really had to, you know, pause for somewhere. I was actually emotionally attached, and I felt okay. I was being emotional. I just went into movies and I was watching. Okay, that was actually last week, Tuesday, and I was actually watching a lot of movies. I mean, a lot of movies. And I didn't know I was actually killing myself. Not that movies are bad. I'm a fan of movies. I love movies. For going back to the archives and just watching junks, okay, it actually affected my mindset, and I was losing my image. But I quite learned a few things, a few lessons that I wanted to share. I feel it's really really profound if you stick around and you really really get the juice out of this episode. So I'll be sharing four lessons that I learned and I learned from the fallout and the realization I got of how these four things can help improve your life. Okay, and one of the things was, man, stay grateful. Okay, you know, it's not really so easy to realize the work you're putting in to be a producer rather than a consumer, and when you just lose it, coming back to being a producer, it's really really difficult. We live in the third world nation where the norm is you're born into the world of consumption. You don't create anything. So if you find yourself in that state, I want to be grateful for all of your moments where you actually went out of your way, you created content, you helped somebody out. Look at those times. I'm so sure you're going to get some boost. Okay, stay grateful. Okay, stay grateful. Stay super grateful. All of these years, not in all of the days of this year, it's actually going to create a lot of opportunities for you. So another lesson I learned was never to ever stop out my morning routine. One of the most powerful influences of my life is not the lessons I've learned, sales and marketing, is not all of those things. It's my ability to be able to generate ideas that I am energetic about. It's one of my superpower, and I get that from my morning routine. A lot of people don't understand, they don't have morning routines, just wake up and all they do is grab their phones and whatever, just go through to reply your message. It's one of the reasons you are killing yourself. It's one of the reasons you are feeling overwhelmed. Okay, so if you really want to have to be able to redesign your image, okay, to get back to being who you are meant to be, you really 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 need, I feel I'm talking to a lot of different persons and addressing different issues right now. Okay, you really really need to have a morning routine. Mine is simple. I just pray, take up my Bible. Usually I use devotionals, then I do either a meditation. I usually meditate best when I'm doing a mini chore or an activity where I can be mindless. Okay, and or I do workout. Okay, I really don't have a everything around it. It's flexible depending on how my day goes, since I'm very busy and coupled with the fact that I'm still a student. Okay. And one of the other things I learned was never to get drained, no matter how. And I mean your mindset. Okay, so this world is designed that your mind, what your mind picks, it attracts. What your mind can sublime. I mean, it would consume it and it would draw it to you. One of the funniest things, while I was away, I just kept telling myself one of the days that I attract money, just as I would say, in expedited and unexpected ways. I am blessed, I do not lack. I just kept saying all of these words, and do you believe right there, without internet, a past client called me and she was there, she needed to, and that was how I was able to close the sale, not online. And that was that would bring us to the last part of this podcast, is if you're running a business, one thing you should do this year is to build a community, is to build a fan base, is to build people that are aware of your product, that have tried your product, that you will keep offering value to. It was one of the most valuable things that happened to me. I got calls, okay, but the sale part is build a system that would actually, you know, keep a lot of people around you, that would actually make you positive about your own growth, would actually push you forward, and monetarily, whatever the energy is, it's going to be worth it. So I just feel like calling this from a Mr. Known Entity to a Mr. Non-Entity. So I'm sure you had quite a swell time on this. One of my odd moments where I just would come up this year and just give some of my life lessons, and it's pretty much of me documenting my journey. Thank you for listening to the end. I love you, and I would say bye for now.